And as Peter mentioned, rebel fighters in Syria have shown a surprising military capability over the past few days. And now there's a major push to organize, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
As fighting intensifies in the Syrian capital, there's an urgent effort underway to organize the rebel fighting force. That's Lieutenant General Fayez Amro speaking by phone from a camp on the Turkish border for top Syrian military defectors. He says 20 senior officers have formed a new military council. There's been a shakeup in the command of the Free Syrian Army, says Lieutenant General Amro. The Muslim Brotherhood, who've become a dominant force in Syria's fragmented opposition, agrees that a military reorganization is needed now. Milhelm al-Droubi is a member of the Brotherhood's leadership.
What's important is that the people are talking to each other. Outsiding moderators are trying to play role to unify the officers under one umbrella.
Rebel commanders confirm unity talks have accelerated over the past few days. Many agree a unified command is now crucial. The Free Syrian Army has been an army in name only, says this rebel Abu Ammar, who expressed the frustration of many fighters inside Syria with officers outside.
We don't take any order of them. We don't listen to them. And actually, we don't have real communication with them.
This barely furnished apartment in southern Turkey serves as headquarters for a brigade fighting in a province on Syria's northern border. Some fighters sleep draped over couches. Others watch the news, drink sweet tea, and smoke. This brigade began with local army defectors and civilians who sold land, cars, and houses, anything of value to buy arms. Nidal Dura Mohammed, part of the brigade's leadership, echoes the call for a new command.
We need our officers to take their correct places in the revolution, because till now the battle for falling down the regime not start.
He says there's a tough fight ahead, but many fear there will also be chaos. Mohammed Fizo is the logistics chief for the Farouk Brigade, one of the most respected rebel groups. It now controls the town of Rastan in central Syria.
We are afraid after that, after the fall of the regime, we will enter a civil war.
It's a widespread fear that the hundreds of groups fighting the regime will turn on each other in a struggle for power. Fizo supports some military authority to disarm the militias once the Assad regime has been ousted.
So the idea is that to avoid different groups fighting other groups, they should all give back their weapons once the regime has fallen.
That will be very difficult. Anyone can become a rebel. All it takes is money, and not all of them serve under the banner of the Free Syrian Army. There are al-Qaeda-style radicals, conservative Muslims called Salafis, who get support from private Arab donors in the Gulf. The Muslim Brotherhood also funds brigades, and there are local secular groups. Some brigades only accept army defectors and impose strict military discipline. Abu Bashir is a logistics chief for one brigade of defectors. His financial backers, he refuses to identify them, insist he keeps track of every bullet, registering the serial numbers of all the smuggled arms.
Once a week, they get a document, a columned Excel sheet with the military operation carried out and the type of weapons that were bought.
Many of the rebel groups follow the same procedures to account for the weapons after the regime falls. But with so many weapons now in Syria, Abu Bashir says there is much more trouble ahead. Deborah Amos, NPR News.